This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation Council is urging for a thorough investigation of the death of U.S. Army Private Carlton Chi, a member of the tribe. The 25-year-old from Pine Hill, New Mexico, died last week after collapsing during a training exercise at Fort Hood in late August. Navajo Nation Council Speaker Seth Damon, in a statement, said the council is disturbed by a string of deaths at Fort Hood. The Associated Press reports Chi's death is one of 28 at Fort Hood this year. Damon asked for the investigation to uncover if there's any negligence involved. Chi was a noted athlete in high school in Pine Hill. He entered the Army as a tank crewman in February and was assigned to a combat team in July. The Army is said to be investigating Chi's death. Native Americans in Minnesota hope to gain more ground in politics. As Mike Moen reports, six Native candidates will be on the ballot in November.
Six Native candidates will be on Minnesota's November ballot in races for the state Senate and House. Gaylene Sporlich of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa ran uncontested in this year's primary for Minnesota House seat 10B, but will have an opponent this fall. She credits the work of tribal governments for helping with the movement.
I believe the effects of the government affairs within the tribes, because they've really pushed hard to get American Indians involved in the election process, and that is where it's coming from.
And she says inspiration plays a role, pointing to Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who in 2018 became the first Native American woman elected to statewide office in Minnesota. O.J. Siemens is co-director of Four Directions, a voting rights group for Native Americans. He says it's hard for these candidates to attract potential voters living off reservations, and restrictive voting laws also get in the way of building a loyal base in tribal communities.
Because they're running in areas where there's a large Indian population, they need to have the base be able to cast a ballot.
This year adds the health concerns of the pandemic, limiting grassroots campaigns from going door to door. And while Native Americans seeking public office are often associated with the Democratic Party, Seaman says that shouldn't be the only path toward winning.
We want them to seek office as Republicans, as independents, as Democrats, because if they're able to get into the office, then they're able to start dialogue.
He adds that having Natives serve in elected office, no matter their political affiliation, can help their colleagues better understand the longstanding issues tribal communities have dealt with, issues many say have been overlooked.
That was Mike Moen reporting. The Cherokee Nation is breaking ground at nine sites Tuesday as part of the tribe's COVID-19 response, recover, and rebuild plan. The tribe's constructing new buildings at an estimated $25 million for projects ranging from PPE manufacturing, a space for social distancing, food outreach, and a new health facility. The Cherokee Nation is investing its CARES Act funding in the projects. Groundbreaking events are being held at sites throughout the day. Bureau of Indian Education K-12 schools across the country will open September 16th and will only provide day school instruction. The BIE oversees 183 schools with about 46,000 students. BIE Director Tony Dearman, in a statement, said they're working with tribes, state, and other partners for a safe school reopening with both in-person and distance learning. Tribes and national Native organizations have expressed concern to the Interior Department about opening schools and access to online learning as COVID-19 has hit many tribal communities hard. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.